New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is denying allegations today that he broke federal and state law by sexually harassing 11 women, including a state trooper assigned to protect him. Here's New York Attorney General Letitia James, who released the findings of her investigation earlier today.
We should believe women, and that what we have an obligation and a duty to do is to protect women in their workplace. And what this investigation revealed was a disturbing pattern of conduct by the governor of the great state of New York.
Joining us now is NPR reporter Brian Mann, who's long covered Governor Cuomo. And Brian, this report was 5 months in the making. Some of the accusations, we'd heard them before, but it was frankly surprising to hear some of the other details. What stood out to you?
Yeah, this was shocking in how granular it was, how much corroboration investigators say they found. They describe criminal behavior involving 11 women, say that this governor created this toxic work environment, a pattern of retaliation against women who raised complaints. As you mentioned, one of the people involved was a New York State trooper who investigators found was actually reassigned because Cuomo was allegedly attracted to her. Another state trooper allegedly saw the improper behavior involving this young woman. This really, taken together, Peter, creates a portrait of Andrew Cuomo that is devastating. Details of him touching their bodies, saying things that are highly, highly inappropriate over a period of years.
Well, Cuomo is denying that he broke any law. And today, in a recorded statement, he referenced Charlotte Bennett and her lawyer. Bennett is one of his accusers, also his former executive assistant and advisor. Let's listen.
They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry.
What kind of tone is the governor taking today?
Yeah, clearly digging in, giving absolutely no ground here at times. In his statement, he used the language of feminism, the language often used by people in the Me Too movement, people defending women from sexual harassment. He attempted to use that language in his own defense. That will be very, very controversial given the gravity of these allegations. Basically, what he's saying is that he is misunderstood here over and over and over again. But this attorney general, this detailed report says that there was clear corroboration that women say that this was obviously improper behavior.
At this point, how likely is it that the governor will be pressured to resign or be impeached by fellow Democrats at the State House?
So he seemed to put to bed any idea that he will go willingly today. This was a moment when I think a lot of people were watching to see how he would respond. And again, this looked like a guy who is digging in for a big fight. He says he wants to face some of these allegations in court before a judge and a jury. Now, really, Peter, where the pressure is on New York State Democrats. An impeachment process is underway. There have been complaints that Carl Hastie, the assembly speaker, has sort of been dragging his heels on that. Carl Hastie put out a statement just a few moments ago calling these allegations gut-wrenching, saying that they will now move forward in the very near future. So I think that there is going to be enormous pressure from Democrats in New York State to try to clean up what has become a toxic political problem, a toxic optics problem. And again, Governor Cuomo made it clear today that he's not going to make that easy for them.
All right. We'll keep a close eye on the story as it develops. NPR reporter Brian Mann in New York, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.